Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with orthodox Christian doctrine, apologetic accuracy and discernment, but to help you become a faithful apprentice of Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we will go to your questions later on in the broadcast, but we have on tap a very special treat for the first minutes of this broadcast, and that is an interview with Ladd Allen from Illustria Media, and I am a big Illustria Media fan. They have produced all kinds of resources that have blessed our constituency in ways that I suppose only from the perspective of eternity will we fully grasp the impact. One of those really great products by Illustria Media is one called The Privileged Planet. There are so many who suppose that we are just an insignificant speck of soil aimlessly adrift in a meaningless universe. But in truth, as Illustria Media has so graphically and beautifully portrayed, our Earth is a singularly privileged planet. It's situated between two arms of a flattened spiral galaxy. It's not too close to the core to be exposed to lethal radiation and not so far that a privileged planet could never form. And the atmosphere of our planet is oxygen-rich for survival and transparent for discovery. So from a macro perspective, we know that there is a God who spoke, and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. But Illustria Media not only deals with things from a macro perspective, but also a micro perspective. In other words, there are so many things that we just don't observe. Too much noise pollution, sound pollution, too many things vying for attention. And so we fail to see God's creative handiwork. Illustria Media has given us a glimpse into some of the most beautiful things on the planet. Metamorphosis is a great example. You think about the constituent parts of a caterpillar dissolving into a mysterious molecular mixture. And out of that comes an altogether different being. First, you have eyes that can only distinguish between black and white or light and dark. And now the being that has emerged has a field of vision and color acuity that exceeds our own. Wings, well, they appear as if by magic. And an indescribably complex reproductive system, wholly absent in the caterpillar, emerges mysteriously. An unimaginable straw-like proboscis emerges, allowing that resurrected creature to indulge in the nectar of a brand new life. The transformed being that emerges is simply beyond belief. We get a glimpse into that when you see the production metamorphosis, and then they did one on flight. The genius of birds. I mean, think about a feather. That DVD points us to those kinds of intricacies. Feathers may have as many as a million barbules, and they're all cooperating together to bind the barbs into a complete feather impervious to air penetration. And the positioning of the feathers is controlled by a complex network of tendons that allow them to open like the slats of a blind when the wing is raised. And then on the downstroke, the feathers close and provide resistance for efficient flight. The fearsome flight of the falcon, the delicate darting flight of the hummingbird are all depicted in this incredible DVD. And so along with these products, and you can go to the web and see the other DVDs that we've offered over the years, Illustrium Media is demonstrating that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that the creation demonstrates that there is a God, and that the animals and the plants within creation, the stars, the sun, the moon, all together demonstrate that there is a king of creation. And so predictably, Illustrium Media has produced a DVD called King of Creation, and it is absolutely stunning. When I first saw it, I quite literally was mesmerized. And so I thought, wow, what a way to put wind back in our sails, because so often we think we're on the losing side when we look at what's happening in the culture. But ultimately, we are on the winning side in that if we are faithful and fruitful, we look forward to a new heaven and a new earth where we meet the King of Creator. The Creator is the King of Creation. And we want to put this DVD into your hands as our way of saying thank you for your ongoing support of the ministry. All this month, the DVD is available, King of Creation. And again, I wanted to bring Ladd Allen on so that we could talk about his vision for ministry, why he's doing what he's doing. And Ladd, you've been on a number of times. We appreciate your work, and it's great to have you with us again.
Hank, it's a pleasure to be with you again. You're our biggest supporter. You understand what we're doing more than anybody on the planet. I appreciate it.
You know, when I saw King of Creation, I literally was mesmerized, not only by the visuals, but the tapestry, as it were, between visual, which is a feast for the eyes, and then you have this incredible sense of timing with the scriptures that are interlaced with the visuals and the psalms, and it's just a stunning panoramic that points you to the King of Creation.
It was a film that was just an absolute joy for us to work on. We've been for the last I kind of look at it as a big exclamation point to the films we've been doing for the past 17 years, which you've so beautifully introduced in terms of. We've worked to develop a compelling case for a creator, a designer of the universe, and King of Creation is a devotional film, and we really had a desire to take pieces of all the wonderful things we've had a chance to photograph and explore over the years, draw them together into a film that would just bring to life bring to life two of God's great revelations to humanity. He's spoken to us through his creation, as we read in Romans 1 and Psalm 19, and he's also spoken to us through his word. And we wanted to build a devotional film that would encourage people and just cause them to reflect on God and all that he's done.
Ladd, as the father of 12 children, I was just thinking as you were speaking of how this is a very important thing for families to watch together, because kids early on are bombarded with the notion that nothing creates everything, that life comes from non-life, and that the life that comes from non-life produces metaphysical realities such as morals and ethics and so forth. When you watch King of Creation, it preaches without words. I mean, I think kids intuitively get it. This is impossible outside of the King of Creation.
You know, it's interesting you say that. Last night, and I watch a lot of documentaries just to see what's going on, and I watched the film. It was on Netflix. It was called Did God Create the Universe? And it was produced by National Geographic, and it was visually, it was very strong. Stephen Hawking narrated the film, and the conclusion was, you know, no matter how much the universe looks like it was created, it wasn't. And everything can be explained by blind material processes. And when I turned that off, you know, I turned to my wife and I said, that's why we're doing what we're doing, you know, to present a counter message, a message that will try to embody the high production values that you see on PBS, on a BBC documentary, Planet Earth, or National Geographic documentary, to embody those kinds of production values, but to present a truth that is never broached, and if it is, it's in a negative way, on all of these documentaries that are so readily available to us. And that's what we've tried to do since we started. And with King of Creation, it's kind of a summary of everything we've done. And we've taken God's word and his creation and tried to weave it into a memorable, as you've said, a non-preaching kind of film. Let the evidence, let creation speak for itself, and let God's word speak for itself without any other commentary. And hopefully what we've got is something powerful and memorable.
Well, it's been powerful for me and my family, and I know for a lot of people that have already watched it, the testimonies are coming in, and they're mesmerized by this production. And I suppose a lot of people have little sense of what goes into producing something like this, that you have a vision, you have a calling from Christ, but the road isn't always easy.
That's an understatement. Yeah, and you've written so many books, and you've gone through the process yourself. You start with a blank page, or in our case, you know, a blank computer screen, and you have an idea, or a computer monitor. I'm sitting there typing a script. You can go any one of a million ways, and you're praying and asking God to lead you into a way that would be effective when you're done. And this film was a million different pieces of things that we have photographed all over the world during the years, and then drawing them together. And we really had a desire to incorporate a soundtrack, a strong music track, and our composer Mark Lewis just did another excellent job. But we wanted to use classic hymns of the Christian faith, that hymns, Amazing Grace, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Beautiful Savior, Holy, 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 Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. I mean, these are hymns that have lived in many cases for 100 years, 200 years or more, and have touched lives for so long. And we wanted to build a track based on those hymns. They're all new arrangements, but use them as a foundation for this film along with the scripture text. And those two elements would really elevate the pictures. And, you know, when we got done with it, we had all of these pieces, all these ways to go. And you pray and you wrestle with them and you work with them. And in the final account, you trust God to lead you in a way that will be meaningful.
And it is. Just extraordinarily meaningful. I love the fact that you did go to the classics. So many in contemporary Christianity are not even familiar with the old classics, the hymns, the psalms put to music. And so to bring them back and to augment the visual presentation with them, along with the biblical text, I think was a stroke of genius, like all of your work. And I suppose as we end this segment and we're going to calls on the other side of the break, I just want to pray for you and ask the Lord to continue to bless your ministry. Father, thank you so much for Ladd Allen, for his team, for all at Illustria Media. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would provide for them, that you would continue to use them not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. Lord, continue to give them inspiration from above. Use them for your glory. for the extension of your kingdom. We pray this not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lad, we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Hank, very much. And all of us, Jerry Harnett, our entire team, are just, we're blessed to work with you and just really thankful for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. Lad Allen, he is the founder of Illustria Media, and he has produced so many, along with his team, so many epic films that have been life transformational for so many. Right now, King of Creation, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. You can get your copy online at equip.org, or just write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants there standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. A lot of you hanging on. We'll go right to our phone callers after the break. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK.
In his book, God's Undertaker, Has Science Buried Truth?, eminent scientist and mathematician John Lennox notes, God is an alternative to science as an explanation. He is not to be understood merely as a God of the gaps. On the contrary, he is the ground of all explanation, scientific or otherwise. Yet, more than merely being the ground of all explanation, or even the ground of all being, for Christians, God is the King of creation. And it is that theme that is captured in an amazing collection of meditations set to film and cherished hymns that we would love for you to have. More than just something that will bless and inspire you and your loved ones, this King of Creation DVD would likely warm hearts of hardened atheists. To receive your copy of this soul-stirring production, visit equip.org and give a gift to support our work of equipping Christians to courageously defend life and truth. That's equip.org. Hank will be back after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app, free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Let's face it, life today isn't for the faint of heart, especially if you're swimming against a spiritual and cultural current that is headed toward the falls and gaining force. In fact, if you're fighting the good fight and seeking to be salt and light in your sphere of influence, you're going to get tired. We need to occasionally be still and let our hearts, minds, and strength be renewed with images of God's goodness and power. That's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a collection of powerful meditations set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of King of Creation on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Apologetics is now hot stuff, but with popularity comes the danger of zeal getting ahead of knowledge and character. Christian defenders need to know the arguments of apologetics, but they must also find their moral bearings to carry the truth nobly, because both life and truth matter. Other topics include, is animal rights a biblical concern? Rethinking parenthood and the biblical foundations of the family. Sharing the gospel with those living with intellectual disability. Joyce Meyer in the 21st century. John Hagee's magic apologetics and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Peter Atkins, a well-known British chemist and atheist, has written that, quote, science has no need of purpose. All the extraordinary, wonderful richness of the world can be expressed as growth from the dunghill of purposeless, interconnected corruption. As outlandish as his statement is, dismissing the grandeur of God's creation as purposeless corruption, sadly, he is not alone. In fact, countless intellectuals and power elites share his convictions. Is it any wonder, then, that the value of life is eroding? Why on earth bother to defend purposeless corruption growing from a dunghill? Well, for a radically different perspective, and one that will cause your heart to soar, you need to watch King of Creation, a stunning visual celebration of God's handiwork in the world around us. To receive your copy of this amazing collection of meditations set to film, visit equip.org and give a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. I got a copy of a letter yesterday, and I was going to read it on air, and I forgot. But it's intriguing, and I wanted to share it with you. It starts out, Hank, just a note to say that prior to becoming a Christian, your show used to irritate me to no end. I felt you were arrogant, harsh, stubborn. Well, after all, I am Dutch. Yet for some reason, I kept listening, and you would read the Bible, and I would read the Bible as well to prove you wrong. I have now read the Bible from front to back 3 times and have yet not been able to prove you wrong. I am now a joyful follower of Christ, in part because I tried to prove you wrong. Keep irritating people, Hank, and thank you for not preaching prosperity Christianity or tickling our ears. The world is starved for the truth. So here's a person listening to the show prior to becoming a Christian and becomes a joyful follower of Christ while trying to prove me wrong. Now, as I've said many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, this show is not about demonstrating mental acumen or winning arguments. It's about reaching people and doing it with gentleness and with respect. It's not just what we communicate, but how we communicate what we communicate as well. But what I thought was very interesting is the reality of what the Bible makes clear. The gospel is an offense, but we do not have to add to the offense by the way we communicate the gospel. We need to continue to speak the truth in love, and the Holy Spirit transforms hearts. All of that made possible by those that support the work of the Christian Research Institute. Haven't mentioned this for a couple of days, but if you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, be pleased to send you a personalized copy of one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend as my way of saying thank you. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, you provide a foundation that literally has impact around the world. You can do that on the web at equip.org, or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000, and the letter is CRI. Let's go to Amos in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on BOD. Hi, Amos.
Hey, Hank.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I am mending. I'm doing well.
That's good. I was wondering, if I were to join the monthly team and took some money from what I would normally tithe and give it to the offering, would that still count as tithing?
Well, look, I think what tithing is a way through which you learn to revere the Lord your God always. I mean, that's the denotative way in which Moses explains the process of tithing. And it is a way of learning to have the concept rooted in your heart that you're not an owner, you're a steward. You therefore can hold everything that you have with an open hand so God can take out and put in as he sees fit. But as far as where you give, this is something that is between you and your Lord. When you are investing in a company, let's say buying a stock or whatever that investment might be, you want to invest in a company that is going to produce dividends. From a spiritual standpoint, I think the same principle applies. You want to give to those organizations that are really making a difference for time and for eternity. If that is true within the context of your church, you want to support your church. If it is true within the context of a ministry like ours, you want to support a ministry like ours. But where you give, that is something that is done as a result of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, that answers my question.
Amos, thank you so much for calling.
Yep, thanks, Hank. You have a good rest of the day.
You too. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Charlie next in Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Charlie.
How you doing, Hank? Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
All right. My question, maybe I'll get a little confused.
Okay.
I believe that when you die as a Christian, your spirit goes to be with Christ until judgment. And I was reading in Thessalonians 4:16 and 17 that when coming to Christ comes, the archangel is going to sound a trumpet, and the dead going to rise first, and the alive going to join them in the air to be with Christ. If we die and our spirit goes to be with Christ, why is the dead going to rise? I'm just a little confused on that.
Sure.
Why is the dead going to rise?
Well, Charlie, that's
you understand my question.
I do, and it's a well-articulated question. Let me kind of work through this. If you were to die today, you would be, as a believer, Charlie, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
Right.
So your body would be in the ground; it would be buried, and your non-physical aspect of humanity would be with the Lord. It is variously called soul or spirit, but the non-physical aspect of your humanity would be in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
So my dad's died in 1997. He's buried in terms of his body. His soul or spirit is in the presence of the Lord. So now when Jesus appears a second time, and that could be 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 1,000 years from now, could be 10 minutes from now. We don't know when Jesus is going to appear a second time. But when Jesus appears a second time, then what happens is the soul returns to the body, and that body is resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. So we are once again a body-soul unity because the soul returns to the body, and then we live in a real physical universe with a real physical Savior, and the conjoining of God's space or place with our space will be complete. Now there's a veil that separates the habitation of God from the habitation of humanity. But when Jesus appears a second time, that veil's removed and everything is restored to what it was before sin came into the world.
Okay, before sin came, because the Bible speaks of the new body.
Yes, that's right. And new does not mean altogether other. What it means is that we are transformed. And that does not mean that every single atom is resuscitated, but it does mean that there's continuity between the body that is and the body that will be. So we are transformed. God doesn't scrap things. He redeems things. And the prototype, as it were, is Jesus Christ himself. The same body that was buried rose again, and so too we will rise. We will be transformed, as 1 Corinthians 15 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks so much for your call, Charlie.
You have a good day.
You too, Charlie. Melissa next, Irvine, California, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Melissa. You there, Melissa? Hi.
Hi. I called in on a whim because I was very moved. I just was flipping to the stations, and I was very moved of the King of Creation you were talking about earlier. And I feel that my calling is very unique in within the Christian. What I've been called to do is very unique, and it feels lonely sometimes because I feel that I was called to specifically protect God's trees. That sounds odd, but I feel like that's what I was called to do. When I had such a strong feeling about this, I started taking arborism classes because I just I've always felt a very strong connection to nature. I guess my question is that I'm looking for some guidance or wisdom. That doesn't always feel like it fits in with the typical Christian way of thinking. It's almost like tree huggers like me, I feel like, don't belong, and that it's supposed to all, if it's not about people, then it couldn't have been truly from God. But it's been put in my heart since I was 5 years old, a very strong connection to trees. So it makes sense to me. And what do you think about that?
I think it makes perfect sense. I mean, when you think about this, we are called to be stewards of God's creation. And we steward God's creation for the very reason that I was talking to Charlie about. God doesn't scrap things, he redeems them. So this universe has continuity with the universe that will be. So just as God takes care of us, we are to take care of animals and plants and trees. Again, we are shepherds or stewards of the creation. So we are to use the creation, but always in a way that is pleasing to the Creator. And in doing that, we are showing respect for the one who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. So I don't think that this is strange at all, nor do I think that it is out of concert with the Christian ethic. I think it is completely in concert with Christian thinking. We have some articles in the current Christian Research Journal regarding animal rights, and it's very relevant to your question because it deals with the overall perspective of environmentalism from a Christian Christian persuasion.
Where would I find those?
Just hang on. You can find them on the web at equip.org, but you can hang on. We can get a copy into your hands.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for the support, and it's nice to know. I don't know exactly what he wants me to do with this information, but I'll keep praying that I come up with the right way to take this, whether it's to start a tree planting nonprofit or to go to Brazil. I don't know the answer yet. I just know that this is what I've been called to do. I just don't have all the answers on how.
Well, and that's wonderful, too, because, you know, you choose your path, God will direct your steps, and I think it's wonderful that you are sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we'll see where that goes. The Lord, He has created you for a specific purpose. He's given you gifts that I do not have and given me gifts that you may not have, and so we want to use those gifts to the full.
All right. Thank you so much. I would love a copy of that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Melissa. Appreciate your call. We're too close to a break to take another call right now, but we will go back to the callers right after the break. So many people hanging on with all kinds of interesting questions. We'll go to those questions right after the break. Do remember once again that we have King of Creation, as just mentioned by Melissa, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. Fighting the good fight does take its toll, and we regularly need to recharge our spiritual batteries, and that's why a wonderful new DVD, King of Creation, is what I thought to put in your hands as a way of saying thank you so much for touching the lives of so many around the planet as a result of this one-of-a-kind ministry outreach and your partnering with us. You can give again in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Right back with answers to your questions.
Over the years, Joyce Meyer has been severely criticized for her Word of Faith teachings, but some Christians maintain that she no longer teaches those doctrines and should be evaluated strictly in terms of her present ministry.
The current issue of the Christian Research Journal looks at Joyce Meyer's more recent teachings to see if her doctrine has really changed. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today when you call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. Take the Bible Answer Man broadcast wherever you go, on your phone or handheld device, with the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute. The Equip app is available for Apple as well as Android devices, so you can listen to the broadcast live each day or listen to archived programs at your convenience. You can also listen to 3-minute Ask Hank features and read well-researched, trustworthy articles that will help you defend the faith and grow in your walk with Christ. With the Equip app free from the Christian Research Institute, you'll have the answers you need right at your fingertips wherever you go. So go to equip.org and download the Equip app for your phone or handheld device today. Again, that's equip.org. The Equip app is compatible with iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Do you ever feel like throwing in the towel? Do you sometimes feel that the odds are so stacked against you that it's not even worth fighting for what you deeply believe in? Well, be comforted. You're not alone. As Vince Lombardi once noted, fatigue makes cowards of us all. The simple truth is that fighting the good fight takes its toll on all of us, and our spiritual batteries must be regularly recharged. And that's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a production of powerful meditation set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of this amazing King of Creation DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. There are deep problems within Christian families in contemporary America, manifesting in troubling trends among Christian youth. These problems are rooted in misunderstandings of the meaning and proper goals of parenthood, and solutions will be found only by deriving these notions from Scripture rather than from secular culture. Other topics include John Hagee's magic apologetics, how the film Noah raises questions only Christianity can answer, a point-counterpoint viewpoint concerning a theology of animal rights, including an afterword by Hank Hanegraaff. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Do you sometimes feel that in the fight for life and biblical truth, your fizz goes flat? Would you welcome an empowering touch from God that would put a gust of wind back in your sails? If so, you need King of Creation, a moving DVD that combines meditations with stunning photography accompanied by beloved hymns. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, and we'll go right back to our phone callers. Next up is Thomas. He's listening in San Diego, California. Thomas is listening on the web. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, Mr. Hanegraaff. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Hi. I'm sorry. I just have to first say that I pray to God that one day I can be as articulate and intelligent as you are, sir. Basically, I just want to ask if, have you seen a debate between a creationist named Howard Condor and Richard Dawkins?
I have not. That's one I've missed.
Well, I'm not going to waste a bunch of your precious time. Basically, it's basically about, you know, I wrote everything down. It's basically about the how old the Earth is versus, you know, what Genesis says and what science says.
Yeah.
And my question is this: how old do you believe the Earth is? Why do you believe it? And how can we respond to young Earth creationists that say the Earth is 5,000 to 6,000 years old, whereas atheists believe science, essentially?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think that as a Christian, what we need to do is do good science, just as we need to rightly interpret the Word of God. So we need to learn how to read the Bible for all it's worth. And I can tell you that if you master the art and science of biblical interpretation, there is nary a clue in Scripture in terms of the age of the universe or the age of the earth. What we have in Scripture is less about the how of creation, more about the why of creation, even though science and Scripture are not completely dependent domains. They're interlocking, overlapping domains. The main issue with respect to Scripture is, again, the answer to the why question as opposed to the answer to the how question. So people like Richard Dawkins, who suppose that the Bible somehow or other teaches that the universe is 5,000 or 6,000 years old, simply do not know how to read literature correctly. And it is a shame because they're missing a linguistic tapestry of surpassing beauty and eloquence. Not only that, but I don't think that he does science very well either. He imagines that the imago Dei, or the image of God in humanity, is little more than a troublesome myth. And therefore, from his perspective, a human being has no more intrinsic value than a banana. And nor is, for that matter, humanity the crowning jewel of God's creation. In a time, from his perspective, a far more sophisticated life form will supplant humankind. And that, of course, courtesy of the evolutionary paradigm. So as hippos transitioned into whales, humans will eventually transition, again, from his perspective, into whatever. The fact that there's scant fossil evidence for this fundamentalist fervor on his part seems of little consequence. Nor is molecular evidence, which is contra his position, much of a stumbling block for him either. He seems obscure to all these things. His mind has been darkened, and therefore he's blindly swallowing an ocean. So skin becomes impermeable to water. Eye protection mechanisms appear like magic. Same thing changes in the brain. Diving and emerging mechanisms just appear out of nowhere, a respiratory system that prevents the bends, lactation, sonar, and so forth. All of this becomes possible because he has a vivid imagination and he doesn't know how to do science particularly well. He's so enamored by reason without revelation that he's long ago departed the world of science and he's waded into an illusory land of science fiction. And now what he has is a lot of rhetoric. Let me give you a couple of examples.
In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march.
And here's the problem for Dawkins. The problem is that reason without revelation has left him impotent in the quest to read the book of nature for all it's worth. Not only that, but as I mentioned previously he's ill-equipped to read God's book of knowledge or the Bible. Again, his fundamentalist fervor, his fundamentalistic reading of Scripture is breathtaking. And failing to recognize that Scripture is inspired literature, but literature nonetheless, he persists in pressing the language of the biblical text into a wooden, literal labyrinth out of which nothing but nonsense can emerge. Even worse, as you've just heard, he perpetuates this false dichotomy between faith and reason. And then he has so much invective. So he's making dogmatic assertions far better that he would make defensible arguments. But this is what he is resigned to.
The God of the Old Testament is arguably the most unpleasant character in all fiction. Jealous and proud of it. A petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak. A vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser, a misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, pestilential, megalomaniacal, sadomasochistic, capriciously malevolent bully.
So that's what you think of God?
Yeah.
And we did a book a couple of months back. I forget what the name of it is right now. It just escapes me, which actually gives the arguments for believing in a God who spoke in the universe, leapt into existence, but a God who is not a moral monster in any sense. And so the book was titled Moral Monster because so many people are asking the question, is God a moral monster? And so that book addresses that very question. You can find it on the web at equip.org. Back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Sue in Seattle, Washington, listening on KCIS. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Hank. I just have a very basic question. How do you know for sure you can go to heaven?
Well, the way we know that you can be certain that you're going to go to heaven is, first of all, recognizing that there is a God, and that God has revealed himself in time and space and demonstrated himself to be God. Ultimately, through the resurrection, he had the power to lay down his life and take it up again, which demonstrates that he's not a mere mortal. And also added to the revelation of creation and the revelation of resurrection, you can add the revelation that I was just talking about, the revelation of the Bible. The Bible is demonstrably divine as opposed to merely human in origin. And as a result of that, we can trust that God has given us an unfolding plan of redemption. So the way the Bible works is in the beginning, Adam and Eve fall into lives of perpetual sin, terminated by death, and then the rest of the Bible's God's unfolding plan of redemption, whereby we can be reconciled to him for time and for eternity. So what the Bible describes is that we are mortal. When we die, there is an unnatural rending between body and soul. The body goes to the ground. The soul goes to be with the Lord. But when Jesus appears a second time, the body and soul are reunited, and that body is resurrected immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. And what the Bible describes is if you recognize that you're a sinner separated from God because of sin, and you repent of that sin, which is a way of saying you make a U-turn on the road of life. You now turn your heart, your mind, and your will towards God. You want to do it his way and be a participant of the kingdom. Then you will have everlasting life. So Jesus then will be Lord and Savior of your life, and he'll give your life the purpose, the meaning that it was intended to have, not only in this life, but in the life to come as well. But when we talk about going to heaven, it's not as though we're going somewhere. It's about being resurrected in a universe that now groans in travail and will be liberated from its bondage to decay. It's about God's space being conjoined with our place, the veil between heaven and earth, so to speak, or the habitation of God and the habitation of humanity are removed, and suddenly we have this restoration that all of the universe longs to participate in. We do, the universe itself, to personify it, groans in travail awaiting that very eventuality. So if you want to know that you can be a participant in the kingdom, what you want to say is, I want to follow Jesus Christ. He's the wisest man who ever lived, but he's more than a man. He's the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. I want to follow him because he can give my life the meaning, purpose, and fulfillment that it was intended to have. You still there, Sue?
Yes. But in other words, I would say that not that everybody calls me Lord, Lord, can go with me, right? But that's
unconfused. Right. Well, the point there is that there are a lot of people who have a said faith rather than a real faith. In other words, they say they believe, but they don't really believe. A Judas would have been the quintessential example. He would have said, Lord, Lord, he was in Christ's inner circle. But he didn't love Christ. He didn't want to be a participant of the kingdom. He wanted all the benefits that Christ could bring to him from just an earthly perspective. So he loved not the master. He loved what was on the master's table. My point is, Sue, if you love the master, then he will be yours and you will be his. If you want to be a participant in the kingdom, a follower of Jesus Christ, he will not throw a single obstacle or roadblock in your way. He will welcome you with open arms, and not only will he redeem you, but he will start to transform you from the inside out. Let me leave you with these words as we finish the broadcast. Realize that you're a sinner, repent of your sin, and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. You can be a participant in the kingdom, a life totally transformed by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to stay right here for an extra hour once we go off the air. If you're hanging on, please be patient. I will get to you. And if you're dialing in, do remember the number in the U.S. or Canada, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. We'll get your question through. I will record my answers to your questions and play my answers to your question on a future day when I'm traveling. So once again, you can call right now, 888-ASK-HANK. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow with more.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We pray that today's program has deepened your understanding of Scripture and helped you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to contact CRI and order resources or partner with us financially, just go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Apologetics is now hot stuff, but with popularity comes the danger of zeal getting ahead of knowledge and character. Christian defenders need to know the arguments of apologetics, but they must also find their moral bearings to carry the truth nobly, because both life and truth matter. Other topics include, is animal rights a biblical concern? Rethinking parenthood and the biblical foundations of the family. Sharing the gospel with those living with intellectual disability. Joyce Meyer in the 21st century. John Hagee's magic apologetics and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Let's face it, life today isn't for the faint of heart, especially if you're swimming against a spiritual and cultural current that is headed toward the falls and gaining force. In fact, if you're fighting the good fight and seeking to be salt and light in your sphere of influence, you're going to get tired. We need to occasionally be still and let our hearts, minds, and strength be renewed with images of God's goodness and power. That's why we want to send you a wonderful DVD called King of Creation. King of Creation is a collection of powerful meditations set to stunning photography that is guaranteed to put the wind back in your spiritual sails. To receive your copy of King of Creation on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and give a gift to support the life-changing work of CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org.